The first gate, the vocal channel, meditation number 2, an introduction to mirror meditation. Throughout history, the mirror has been an important symbol in literature and art. But most importantly, it is also a sacred tool for divine communion. They're powerful doorways that can help us move beyond habitual perception and the amalgam of beliefs, fears, and judgments that form our limited and mistaken sense of self. When we meditate with the mirror and step beyond the surface and through the doorway, we face the unknown of ourselves, beyond the identity to which we've clung for safety, moving out of mental and emotional stagnation into a world of possibility. Mirror meditation has existed in numerous forms and in numerous traditions for a very long time. It's nothing new or unique to any one group or religion or people. It is neither witchcraft, nor New Age, nor anything of which to be frightened, so much as popular culture would have us believe. It's quite simply a way of working with the reflection of light. Spiritual teacher Osho taught a technique for mirror meditation in Dynamics of Meditation. His method encouraged a private practice in a darkened room, a candle by the side of the mirror in front of which one sat. He suggested a 45-minute session in which the practitioner simply stared into his or her own eyes, trying not to blink. He said, even if tears come, let them come, but persist in not blinking. Indeed, it's very common that the practitioner will feel the arising of emotions during the practice, and over time, one comes to recognize that one's own eyes change as well. Osho went on to talk about the common phenomenon that occurs with this practice, that of transfiguration, in which the face in the mirror begins to change and reveal the many faces of ourselves. It can be disconcerting at first because these essences that appear are very real and often quite unfamiliar from other places, worlds, and times, but they're merely aspects of the self. He goes on to discuss yet another phenomenon that occurs when one's own reflection disappears altogether. One might also have the experience of not being able to distinguish which is real, the reflection in the mirror or the physical self staring into it. These are the kinds of experiences one has when doing meditation with the mirror, but they're not the point. The point is, of course, to move beyond all phenomena, to let the emotions, the faces, and even that sense of emptiness go. As Osho said, this is the moment. Close your eyes and encounter the unknown. I was first introduced to mirror meditation in my Toltec shamanism work. Gazing both with the mirror and into the eyes of others who served as mirrors was a powerful practice on the path towards my own healing. The basic mirror meditation techniques I share, I learned and then developed as a result of practicing with the mirror myself and in working with clients over the years. The mirror has proven itself time and again as a powerful ally to those brave enough to engage with it. It helps us gain insight about ourselves and to embrace the deepest truths we carry within, helping us to cultivate a healthy self-respect, inner strength, and ultimately, an abiding self-love. For many people, staring at themselves in a mirror is a very difficult practice. We're afraid to look in our own eyes for what we might find there, what we might feel. Tendencies towards self-hatred or judgment can become magnified. And while this may seem at first to be counterproductive, it's actually quite clearing and absolutely necessary in order to reach a state of complete self-acceptance with our visage. Once we work through our resistance, we gain access to all kinds of windows into our souls. So let's partake of a mirror meditation together now. This is the first of several practices. So you'll need to set up your space. Okay, so let's talk about what setting up sacred space will look like. It's going to be different for everyone, and you can do whatever suits you. The first thing I would recommend for everyone to do is to light a candle and have that in front of the mirror. Now, if you're doing this during the daytime, that's fine. You know, if you can close a curtain or make it darker in the room, that's helpful. But also if it's at night, you know, the experience becomes even more intense. So the darker you can have the room, it doesn't have to be pitch black, the better. Now, after that, there are a lot of options. So it's pretty much just how you want to set your sacred space, be that with lighting incense or ringing a bell or playing a Himalayan bowl for a minute. You can anoint your forehead with an essential oil. You can chant a mantra, or you can simply just say a prayer about your intent going into this meditation. Now let's talk about the mirror and how you're going to set it up. Now you want to see as much of your image as possible, and you want to be as close as possible. So full-bodied mirrors are excellent. If you don't have one, don't worry about it. Just use what you've got. Now, a lot of people might think the bathroom mirror is great, and it is because it's so big, but the problem is there's generally that the sink or the counter in between you and the mirror, and that puts quite a bit of distance between you. So if you have a mirror, you can move and place somewhere, whether on the floor or hang it on a wall, that you can pull up a chair to really closely. That would be much, much better and more effective. Okay, so settle yourself in front of your mirror. And decide that you will remain here for the entire practice. And as you sit before your own image, just tune into your breathing and relax. Let everything slow down. If you need to catch your breath first, that's fine. If you need to sigh, just keep unwinding and relaxing. With each exhalation, feel your body becoming more and more relaxed, in place, comfortable, at peace. And simply commune with yourself, looking deeply into your own eyes. Or gaze gently into and through the big picture that you see. And begin to notice your reactions. Does this feel awkward? Are you comfortable? Did the judging mind spring to life about your hair or your nose or your eyes? What is drawing your attention? Pull your attention back to your own image through your eyes. Relaxing even deeper, breathing fully, slowly, and rhythmically. What are your eyes saying to you? What emotions or feelings or sensations are arising? What tracks of thought are playing in the background? Continue to breathe and hold focus with your image through your own eyes. Does your image morph or change in the flicker of the light? Can you fall even deeper into your own eyes? Breathe, relax, connect. What are you feeling now? Are you stuck on some perceived imperfection? Or are you able to feel love for the being before you? Breathe. Gaze. Be soft, become even softer. Let everything tight and tense within you simply melt under the weight of your gaze. Notice your reactions. Notice what arises. Note how you feel. Now bring your hands together, pressing your palms together at your chest in prayer pose. And simply acknowledge yourself with a little bow of the head. Now this one practice can be done over a period of weeks or however long it takes for you to become more comfortable with yourself, more comfortable with whatever arises. And you can do it very quickly, like we did over a few minutes, or you can sit with yourself for up to a half an hour or more. So just make it work for you. You don't even really need a guide once you've learned to do it. Really, it's just being present with yourself in front of a mirror. So don't rush on to the second and third and fourth practices. Take your time with this one. Really let it become part of you and your experience. And it will make the next meditations even more potent.